We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So glad to have you on this Wednesday. And Perloff, it's a story that's not going away. And that is, what do the Packers do now with their quarterback situation? The Packers are obviously having a dreadful season. Rodgers is hurt. And in his absence, Jordan Love comes in against your Philadelphia Eagles and showed us a little something.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't amazing, but it was a little something.
I think everyone was so hungry to see Jordan Love that people treated it like it was amazing, for whatever it's worth.
That's true. We want to get the thoughts of someone who's had to make these tough decisions with regards to quarterbacks, and that's Michael Lombardi, who's host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, also the GM Shuffle podcast, which we're all big fans of. Michael, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. So as a former general manager and front office executive for as long as you have been, we wanted to get your thoughts on what the Packers are thinking here. So for the crowd that's screaming, play Jordan Love, sit Aaron Rodgers, what would you say to them?
Well, they've already made that decision. I mean, you know, when we gave Aaron Rodgers that contract extension, it wasn't just because we wanted him back for 1 year. It's a 3-year contract when you break it down. And, you know, it's got a ton of guarantees. The Jordan Love boat's been sailed. You know, if you listen to my podcast, my cousin, who's a carpenter, Vince Lombardi, no relation to the Vince Lombardi, but he thinks he is. he's been screaming for Love time for a while, like a lot of Packer fans. But the reality of it is the Packers organization has made this decision last April when they extended Aaron Rodgers and they got him under contract. They're going to have to say goodbye to Jordan Love at some point and hopefully convince people that the end of the Eagle game is really who he is and it wasn't just going against junk time. So, you know, I mean, this decision is already in the bank, just like the Russell Wilson decision is already in the bank. Once you give away that kind of money, there's no turning back.
Mike, so there's no way they, give a fifth-year option to Jordan Love or re-sign him? That's sort of fantasy talk when people say that?
Oh, complete fantasy. First of all, you want to have $75 million in two quarterbacks? You know, I mean, like, that makes no sense, especially has anybody watched the Packer defense not stop anybody's running game?
Yep.
Like, do you want to put that many resources into a quarterback? Plus, are you sure Jordan Love's good? I mean, I haven't watched practice, but, you know, so I can't make that decision. But from what I mean, we've already made the decision that Aaron Rodgers is your starting quarterback for the next 3 years. You know, move on. It's time to get the team around him. I think they felt like with him back this year, they would be a better team. You know, disappointed in how they play defense. There's no denying that. Disappointed that LaFleur never really adjusted his offense with the absence of Devontae Adams. I mean, you can't run Devontae Adams' offense with Aaron Rodgers when Devontae Adams isn't there. The coverages become different. Teams play you differently.
Man, and the fact that they have not made those adjustments is pretty obvious. Michael Lombardi is our guest. Okay, so let's say we see a little bit more of Jordan Love. Let's say he looks good. Maybe he doesn't look like the second coming, but he looks good. What realistically could the Packers get for him in a trade?
That's a great question. You know, and because he hasn't had great preseason, he's had decent preseasons. You know, when the great Ron Wolf would make these trades and he was able to get, you know, he traded Mark Brunell down to Jacksonville. Mark Brunell was a 6th-round pick. I think he got a 4th back. Hasselbeck, he got a 1st out of Seattle. Usually it comes with really good preseason play and somebody knowing the player, right? Somebody kind of knows the guy. I would find it hard to believe that they would recoup their high pick because a lot of it's going to depend on who's in the draft, who's available. You know, the quarterback position is like musical chairs. Once you have one, you're not looking for another one. So, you know, it's all about timing. And I think that timing relates. Look, the 49ers couldn't give away Jimmy Garoppolo last offseason, mostly because of the injury to the shoulder, but they got to be thankful they didn't.
All right, let's talk about Jimmy G. Where do you think he ends up next year?
Oh, I think Jimmy G will go somewhere where people are comfortable with him. You know, they know him and understand what his strengths and weaknesses are. You know, the biggest fallacy of the NFL is this notion that every quarterback, the great quarterbacks, don't have to be managed. Like, everyone has to be managed. And how you run, let's just take Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, the GOAT, 7 Super Bowls. He doesn't have a nickel running back. He's always had one, whether it's been Kevin Falk, Shane Vereen, or James White. He doesn't have a tight end, whether it's Gronk, Ben Watson, whomever it's been. He doesn't have a slot receiver, whether it's Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, Troy Brown. He doesn't have any of the three things that matter to him in his offensive scheme and the way he wants to move the football. He looks pedestrian-like because of it. So my point here is simply, you've got to build a team around the quarterback. This isn't just roll the ball out and say, hey, let's play. And I think anytime you look at Garoppolo, you got to build the right team around him, like they have in San Francisco. He throws the ball in the middle of the field really well. They want to attack the middle of the field really well, and they have a bunch of inside receivers. So a team that wants to do those things, I think he's going to be in high demand this offseason.
How about the Jets for Jimmy G? We're in New York. Are we two of our producers are Jets fans. Do you think that's possible?
I do think – I mean, that would be – remember, Mike White's a free agent at the end of the year. And a lot of his contract status is going to be dependent upon what he does over the next games. And then what do you do with Zach Wilson? You think Jimmy G wants to come into New York with Zach Wilson looming over him? I mean, you've got a lot invested in Zach Wilson. Are you ready to give up on him? You know, I mean, when Zach came out of BYU, this wasn't kind of the way he played. He had really good anticipation. He had a good arm. I mean, this what we're seeing now, this Zach Wilson looks completely different than the one I saw at BYU.
Yeah, Michael.
And I don't know if it's going to get cured. I don't know if you can bring in a guy like Garoppolo when you're sitting there with that albatross like Zach Wilson, who's yet to play well. I mean, in fairness, when I watch him and I liked him coming out of college, I haven't seen him play well yet. Now, the Jets offense, when he's been in there, has done everything to prevent him from playing well because they don't want him to lose the game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Are they trying to protect him a little bit? Michael Lombardi is our guest. He's the host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, host of the GM Shuffle podcast as well. We're big fans. So, okay, you say like the Jets have so much invested in Zach Wilson. I totally understand what you mean. They took him second overall, the guaranteed money that goes along with it. But Michael, with the like salaries, slotted salary scale, where you're not guaranteeing a guy, Sam Bradford, $50 million before he steps onto a field, do you think that gives front offices permission to just keep drafting quarterbacks?
Well, you got to get one till you get one. I mean, you got to keep drafting them until you get them. But here's what I learned in my time in the league. I spent time in Indianapolis with the great Donnie Walsh, the former president of the Indianapolis Pacers. And he told me years ago, you can't trade a player unless you really know who he is. And I don't know if they know who Zach Wilson is yet. Mm. I think right now he's not very good. But you can't trade him until you know who he is. And I think that's the biggest issue. They don't know who he is. And what are the problems? I don't know what the problems are. Are they? Is it off the field? Is he immature? Is he not working hard? I don't know what they are. But his production on the field leads you to believe that unless he changes something in his lifestyle, it's not going to turn around.
Mike, when do we know when a team does have their quarterback? I'm thinking of that draft. Do the Patriots have their guy in Mac Jones? Do the Bears have their guy in Justin Fields?
You know, look, Justin Fields, that's a whole other conversation, right? So they run – Justin Fields is a running back playing quarterback. I mean, let's be honest here. They run – and we have the league. I've been saying this on the pod. There's the six-back offense in the National Football League is very prevalent. And what do I mean by a six-back offense? It's back to the single wing days, you know, where you had guys that played quarterback that could throw the ball, but they were running backs too. And that's what Chicago did. They finally transitioned into the six-back offense. And they don't want to throw it more. Atlanta's running a six-back offense. Buffalo, who's Buffalo's leading rusher? Josh Allen. They run a six-back offense. This six-back offense is where we're going in the National Football League. Can it stay healthy? I don't know. Philly started the trend. If Philly runs a six-back offense, I mean, the first play of the game against the Packers, to Joe Barry's surprise, was a quarterback run. I mean, this is what the offense is in the National Football League. There's six or seven teams running six-back offenses. Fields fits that. Now, you're going to have to build a team around Fields that fits that. You don't want him throwing the ball more than 20 times a game. He's going to cost you games. What happens to you, if he can't throw it at the end of the game, like he couldn't against Detroit, you lose a game. You got to get better in that area. So, to me, the six-back offense, I think you got to go 20 games for an NFL quarterback to really know who he is. and understand his strengths and weaknesses. If Mac Jones would have played as poorly last year as he is this year, you would say it's a blown pick. But he played well last year, and he played well against Minnesota. The protection hasn't been good. They've kind of been injured. They haven't kind of gotten in the rhythm offensively. So you still have to give this some time.
Michael, can you win a Super Bowl with that six-back offense that you're talking about? Because I don't know what
we're going to find out.
Well, because like Patrick Mahomes is so athletic, but it's not like a lot. It's a lot of scrambling. It's not the design runs like what they do with Josh Allen.
No, they never put him in the run game. He's in the run game if you play cover two man. He's in the run game if you don't rush with discipline in the pocket. That's the only time. When he's in the run game like against Tennessee, which he won the game because of his feet against Tennessee. He scrambles for 20 yards on second and 19, gets a first down. You know, so that's what he does. That's a different running quarterback than what I'm talking about. You know, Josh Allen's got to stay healthy. He's big. He's hard to tackle. But I think it's hard. I mean, Jalen Hurts is going to have to prove in the playoffs that, A, he can play and throw the ball. If the Eagles get behind, can he throw the ball when the other team knows he has to throw it? That's going to be the key question. I don't have the answer to that. I think he's gotten better as a pocket passer, but everything he does is off the run game.
Michael, last one for you from me, and that is not with hindsight. I'm asking you right now, if you were the general manager of a team and you were given the option between drafting Tua or Justin Herbert, who would you take?
I'd take Herbert in a minute. I mean, look, Tua's played really well the last four games against one of the worst defenses. People have forgot. Against New England, they scored 13 points. The defense scored 7. Against Buffalo, they had the ball spotted at the 6. I mean, let's slow this down. Tua's played really well. I'm not a Tua fan. I think weather's going to be hard on him. I think the rain in San Francisco and the front of San Francisco will be a problem. But let's understand who he's played against the last 4 weeks. Four of the worst defenses in all of football.
So what happens against the Niners?
Well, I think it's going to be really hard. They play a lot of zone in San Francisco. Their eyes are on the quarterback. Without Armstead at left tackle, they got Brendan Shell over at right tackle. Can they protect him long enough where if he has to hold the ball and throw the ball into tight windows with velocity, it's not going to work.
Michael, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Michael Lombardi is the host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, also the GM Shuffle. Thank you for answering our questions. We'll be on the lookout
anytime
for a Jordan Love trade. And
Big Daddy will be happy with that. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Michael Lombardi.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.